Gordy, let me try to give you a description of something that is a little bit unusual in what we've been seeing. There's an axis that runs from, say, the outer portion of the Ross Ice Shelf along the, just off the coast of Antarctica, then bends up so that it would pass just to the east of Tierra del Fuego and then continues on that heading and so that it would intersect the far east coast of South America if it continued. Now along that axis, the what appear to be multiple frontal patterns, or at least linear cloud bands, bend very sharply and change from a heading that roughly parallels the axis around to one that is roughly north-south. And some of the frontal direction changes that I gave you earlier down in that area are also bend around that axis.
Okay.
And they're just, oh, they're probably a dozen if you try to pull them out, cloud bands between the Ross Sea and Tierra del Fuego that bend around the same axis. Quite striking.
Roger.
Now there's some indications to me at any rate that the jet stream in that area may be essentially east-west, maybe 20 degrees of latitude north of the Ross Sea, and then bends down very sharply so that it intersects the approaches the Antarctic ice shelf to the east of the Ross Sea, and then maybe it bends up and forms the axis that I just described that's causing that bending of the cloud patterns.
Okay, sounds like a good theory.
There's a linear clear area in the that area north of the Ross Sea. And to the north of that is a sharply defined front that I talked about earlier. And then both that front continues. The clear area is cut off by the axis that I described, the cloud axis. That should show up real well on the 250-millimeter pictures we took. Gordy, I'm back looking at zero phase, and now apparently the exact zero phase was partially obscured by a cloud pattern earlier. Now, when there is a very, very small bright spot in the center of the zero phase area. Nothing comparable to what I described off the coast of Australia yesterday, but an extremely small spot. I suspect that the size of your bright spot in zero phase has some direct or indirect at any rate relationship to sea state.
Roger.